where you have to hold the microphone button down and get it close to your face. If it's red, that means
that it's working.
Yeah. Okay, call the meeting to order, and then the roll call. I don't have everybody's name, Peggy, I'm sorry.
Probably the best way to do it is just have introductions.
Okay. So let's do introductions, and I'll start right here.
Hi, I'm Camille Fournier. I'm filling the app.
You have to push this button and hold it down.
Hi, I'm Camille Fournier. I'm filling the at-large position. Nice to meet everyone.
Thank you.
I'm Sarah Segalku, also an at-large position.
Am I Bayfriend or am I?
Ian Clayman.
Eric Seil.
And I'm Maggie Conrad. So the consent and calendar approval of the minutes of the meeting of May 12th. Has everybody had a chance to read those meeting minutes? And do we have a motion?
Motion to approve the minutes.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passed. And then discussion of action items. So it looks like we have a consideration of a tourism marketing grant application for the Pride Festival.
And just so you know, Councillor Hall is here, and she can respond to any questions, or would you like to come up? That'd be good.
Good afternoon. I'm just here to ask for your consideration. As Peggy mentioned, I am CM Hall and I'm a city councilor, and I don't think I've had a chance to meet many of you, maybe seen one or two of you though. And I'm actually here in my role as a volunteer organizer and leader of Newport's first Pride. And it's gonna happen this September. We know that June is Pride Month, Happy Pride Month, and it's a very crowded month. And we also want to appeal to the shoulder season and have folks come when they're not already coming here, right? We don't want for tourists in the summer. But in September, right, when everyone's back to school and back to their routines and schedules, that's when we want to have our Pride. Lincoln City's had Pride off and on in September. Yahats does have their Pride back like first weekend of June. So we have been planning. We actually started planning in 2019. We were cooking. We were so organized, and it was going to be September of 2020, and then a little hiatus there for 2 years. And so we've resumed activities, planning, and it's going to be some great ways to get the community involved and just want to get the word out to bring more folks in from a distance, and would love to answer any questions or feel free to look more at the materials that I submitted, and we're just really excited about this.
How many days is the event?
It's gonna be 3 days. Like Friday night, there will be a family-friendly movie at the PAC, and then pub crawl at a couple of different establishments after that. And Saturday and Sunday morning will be drag brunch at Zach's Bistro. We are importing drag queens for this. And then we'll have a super queer fun resource fair on Saturday afternoon and a dance in the evening. And the resource fair will have lots of different community organizations and ways to, you know, support people who are LGBTQ and allies. And then Sunday will be barbecue and games at South Beach State Park.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Have you already started advertising for this?
No, we have not. So we just got our website up in this last week. We were kind of going around and about like what was our name going to be, what was our entity, and we really have landed on, you know, who we are, and so now we're able to really start getting the ball rolling.
If I may, I personally believe probably Travel Oregon as well as Visit the Oregon Coast are probably going to be your best advertising resources for this event.
And what you are recommending is like that's where we go to first in terms of partnering and yeah, okay, thanks, appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. And then here I noticed that you, you're requesting $5,000 of the $13,000 budget?
Correct.
Do you have any plans for additional fundraising for that remaining $8,000?
Oh, yes. We are going to be looking for sponsorships from local business partners, and folks will get to display a proud sponsor of Newport Pride, you know, logo in their establishment and on their website and materials, and we will also promote them. So that's a big part of our fundraising is just gaining sponsorships. And then we also think that there will be community donors, like individual donors, and folks who also want to help us get this off the ground.
How do you plan to reach out to those community members?
To be honest, I have a background in fundraising, so I'm not worried about that part. I think we've identified a good number of people that we feel like would be aligned to support Pride. We have a good number of allies in this community, right? Straight people who love and care about and know LGBTQ folks. And this is a real great opportunity to demonstrate that and demonstrate that love and care. So I think there's some known folks, and then we hope to be surprised by a lot of folks. This is our first chance to really have people get a chance to display their, you know, care in this more visible way. And I did a presentation at the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce last month, and I teach LGBTQ studies at Western Oregon University, and looking at the LGBTQ community as a consumer base is a very loyal and tested again and again loyal consumer base. So I think that one of the great things about how we do this and do this well is to show these local businesses, like, you're not going to be harmed by being a supporter. You're not going to be harmed by being a sponsor. And actually, you will find that you'll have more loyal business and return on investment, right, as of being a part of this.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear you have fundraising experience. So what about city permits? Is that all you're working for South Beach, anything like that?
The South Beach State Park permit has been secured, and we are looking for confirming a venue for the resource fair. We had a venue, but we are changing venues. So we're actually looking at the rec center for that venue. So I think that's coming together. And then we have Zach's Bistro, and they've said yes. And I don't think there's another venue. I don't think we have any. Oh, the PAC, we've already confirmed that. So, yeah.
This is Bobby speaking really quick. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I think that this is a great thing to support. It kind of falls along the lines of a travelability conference that I did with the Oregon Coast Visitors Association over in Florida. And it's all, you know, really trying to focus on the Oregon Coast and Newport being a really inclusive place to travel. So I feel like that really falls in line with that.
This is CM. I just want to say thank you for that. We are also going to try and designate our Pride as the friendliest. So we're going to really try and, like, you know, cinch that connection.
Do you have an estimate of how many people might show up?
No. I mean, like, it's untested.
Well, I mean, just from maybe other Pride festivals around Oregon?
You know, when Yahats had their Pride about 5 years ago, that was their first time. They did bring in like a marquee name in the LGBTQ community and the folk music scene from like the 1970s. And I went down to their event and the room was packed, like 800 people packed. And I'm like, well, we're not going to have a marquee name for it. But I just thought, like, who are all these people? How did you find out about Yahats Pride? And they weren't the entire city of Yahats, even though it's about that population, right? So it made me think, like, if we build it, they will come. And we just need to get the word out, right, far and wide.
I mean, homegrown local Rizzo, you know, could be entertainment for that.
Absolutely. Well, we probably not this year just because we've got the schedule on lock, but I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
Any other questions?
Well, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. I hope you'll give it some consideration, and we look forward to hearing from you. Thanks.
Thank you.
So do we want to discuss it as to whether we take it to the council or not? We're open for
it's
discussion.
It's actually because it's $5,000 and you have $20,000 left in this budget that will leave if, I mean, if it's not spent, which it won't be by the end of this month, but this could go on this year's budget if you decide this is something you want to endorse. And it doesn't really, yeah, I think it does end up at council, although I'm not 100% sure, just because the amount is so low.
Oh, okay.
I suggest we approve this.
Yeah, just so I'm understanding, we have 20 that we're not gonna spend. Would we be open to possibly going for more for the event?
There's, you know, so far this year, this committee has recommended, and it does go to council, which we could get it on next week's agenda so it could go out in this year's, this fiscal year. But the only money I think you've spent out of the $25,000 for tourism marketing grants is $5,000 that you recommended for loyalty days.
Yeah, that's the only one I remember.
Mm-hmm. And it's your call, whatever amount you wish to recommend.
Maybe we can recommend to fund the entire event.
Yeah, I agree.
Do we have a motion?
A motion to fund the entire event.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion
okay,
passed.
That happened so fast that I have no clue who made what motion because I, like I said, I can't hear anything this time of year.
Okay.
So who made the motion?
Janelle.
Janelle.
Okay. Camille.
Just so that I'm clear on this.
It's to fund $13,000.
That's correct.
Okay, very good. I understand. Thank you.
Okay, so Sea Lion Docks billboard discussion.
I can talk about this one.
Okay, go ahead.
So this is a billboard that we've been talking with Newport Sign Company about. On the form it says Clearwater. It's actually not prepared for Clearwater. It's prepared for the Sea Lion Dock Foundation. That's who's putting up the billboard. I'm the president of the Sea Lion Dock Foundation. And we have been working on the planning of putting a billboard in front of Clearwater on Port Dock 1, where the other advertisement boards used to be. When I brought it up at the call last time, everyone seemed to be interested in more information about it. So even though this is the incorrect picture, Judy had said last meeting, hey, can we put the Discover Newport QR code or something on it, which so we would change that image. Right now it's this NewportSealandDocks.com, but we can take that off and put or somehow do both, you know, change the image so it incorporates Discover Newport as well.
I think you could leave the sea lions on there and just allow us to place the Discover Newport logo somewhere on there as well.
Yeah, that's fine. Initially, my idea of this billboard was that it would be bigger and it would fully go to the end of that. You look to the left of the billboard where that wall kind of goes down. I thought it would be that big so it could incorporate maybe like multiple families.
Do you have a picture of it? I don't see it.
Here, I've got
one. Oh, okay. Thanks. Okay. I just didn't know what we were talking about.
In also this picture, this is the blue version. There is also a purple version, but it is, you know, a very appealing, beautiful image with great energy that people can use as a mural wall and take pictures of, and it would promote, you know,
doing selfies and things like that. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Is Ken Spencer prepared right now to put this on the wall?
Say that again.
I thought I saw Ken Spencer's. Oh yeah, I do. Is Newport Signs ready right now to place this?
It's 30 working days if we say yes today.
And I mean, I'm just pondering whether this might be something that might be more suited for the Public Arts Committee. I mean,
I feel like if we discussed this last time and there was money to be spent, and I think that it's a great thing to do if we can do it within our community committee.
I think, you know, I was just thinking about that, and I think it is better in this committee only because I couldn't get a quorum of the Public Arts Committee. And, yeah, no, never mind.
Right.
And since our last meeting and we had talked about what you, you know, kind of thought the cost would be, I've been holding that as a placeholder to be able to do that. So, Janelle, I think what I would do is, because this came in quite a bit less, is I would double check what size it is you want to make sure, because we have the money to make it bigger.
Okay.
So you need to be able to get what it is that you want from that, because I have up to 6,000 put aside for you for that.
I can have him come out.
Okay. Yeah, I would have
next week and remeasure.
Double check what size exactly it is that you want. So,
also the 30 working days has to do with the installation and the building of the support behind it. In that can be sped up because we have a construction crew working for us right now.
If I can get, if you can get everything finalized with him and he can send me an invoice before the end of this month, then I can get it in on this fiscal year because we do still have some money left to spend. So I would love to get it paid for by the end of this month.
We can absolutely do that.
It looks like this mural is like 8 feet by 6 feet, 3 inches.
Was there a reason that it was smaller than you originally thought it was going to be?
I originally had requested it to be down to all the way down to the feet and all the way left as far as the last blue line going down. I don't know. So that was very big, like almost a, you know, a real billboard kind of
size. When you were describing it at first, that's how I was envisioning it. It's just like that whole side of that building.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly. From the top of the door all the way over.
Yeah, and that would be really cool.
So no gap on the bottom and no visual wall behind.
Yeah.
Great. So I'll have him recreate that and get a new copy to you, Judy, if it gets approved.
So you'll probably want to make a motion to allow me to spend that money for the billboard.
I motion that we go forward with the Sea Lion Dot mural.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion pass. I love spending all this money. Right.
So I know there's a person in this morning who's going to be doing some work for the Public Arts Committee, restoring some outdoor sculptures, and I'm like, you need to sign this today.
So does that? I know that Cynthia Jacoby was going to ask Spencer if we could carry over any money, and I never.
We don't carry money over. So, but what happens is, and I mentioned this to Cynthia yesterday, is that you'll have a replenishment of money beginning July 1st.
Very nice.
I haven't seen what that dollar figure is as of yet.
It's, well, the budget is on our website. I know this because I interviewed Spencer on the radio this morning and he said those words.
Nice.
Well, when I did look at it, it was quite substantially larger than what we've been having. So you guys have some really great opportunity to do some great things in the next year.
Perfect.
Do you have anything else, maybe just that you're thinking of or your team is thinking of, that we could discuss before you leave?
Well, I know that when we did the budget and you approved the budget, there were several items at the bottom of the budget. And I know that Bobby just attended this conference, and she has some really great ideas. And I don't know if you saw what they've done up in Lincoln City with the mobility mats and wheelchairs and things like that. And I think that is something that this committee could take on and help finance. I think the rec center is doing some work on it as well, but I have let Spencer know that there would be some funds available from this committee to help fund that.
I went down to Lincoln City to try out the mobility mats because I've not been on the beach since my injury. And my comment would be, at least the two of the three that I was on were so short that if you got somebody in the wheelchair and wheeled them down there, you would spend more energy to walk those 30 feet and turn around than I think is practical. So if we're gonna do it, I would recommend making it so that it's actually long enough to make it worth all of that additional effort. So that would be my thought process behind that.
I know what you're saying, CM, I was up there also, but like to get them all the way down to like at least the hard packed sand. I think with a couple of the ones that I saw, they also have the beach wheelchairs that were there too. So like you get them, you know, started at least and then down onto the hard packed sand. But I, as Judy said, just attended the Travelability Conference with a coastal contingency in Florida, and its focus was on accessibility and inclusivity for travel destinations and making travel destinations easier for people to feel comfortable traveling in and kind of knowing before they're going, just a variety of ways to approach accessibility and inclusivity for travel destinations. But I have so many great ideas now of ways that we could incorporate a variety of these things into Newport, and would love to be able to present some of them for potential purchases either in this last little bit of the fiscal year or into next year.
Sounds good, Bobby.
Awesome. One, I don't know that if there is some extra money still, like some of the things that could be quicker purchases and getting into the community would be like the lockers for the beach wheelchairs. Beach wheelchairs, I believe Peggy says the city has one already, but there's just not a way to get it to the public at this point. And then the beach mobility mats. So those would be like a great first step, along with work we could do on the Discover Newport website to making that like making some great landing pages for people to know what is accessible in Newport and some various accessible itineraries for trip planning. So that kind of that is a first step I'm already working on, but these mobility mats and lockers and beach wheelchairs would be a pretty easy first step if there is money left over this year to use.
Nice, that sounds good.
Thank you. So some of the things, if you go back and you look at what the budget document that I submitted, it has some ideas on it of things. You guys can come up with ideas. One of the things that I felt would be kind of nice is if we refreshed our welcome signs coming into Newport. They're kind of starting to get dated and that, and maybe come up with a different type logo or something, those kind of things. But, you know, because I won't be here next year, so you guys will, you know, need to start working on coming up with some good ideas and that kind of thing. The other thing that I just wanted to report on is in your packet was a profit and loss that was up to June 13th. And then the items that I still have coming out of that is 1859 publication for $2,500. And it's in their their coastal addition. And then, of course, I had put $6,000 for the Sea Lion billboard. I was holding that as a placeholder. And then we are purchasing the t-shirts and hoodies and some like magnets and stickers, because people have just loved winning those on social media and, you know, being able to have those. It's very inexpensive advertising for somebody to be wearing a t-shirt with Discover Newport on it, that kind of thing. And then Bobby had enlisted a travel writer that did a great article that is going to be put on the website, so that it'll be, we'll have some more of that writing on there rather than just, you know, the photos and that kind of thing. So right now there's still $12,633 committed if we spend the whole $6,000 for the billboard. And then Bobby had mentioned Florida, and I received an invitation from Travel Oregon to attend the IPW in Florida, and I had 32 appointments with people from all over the world that are bringing tour groups here and are looking for itineraries of like places to come up and down the Oregon coast and that. And so of course I was there promoting Newport and how great we were, that kind of thing. So that was a very good show. And then I don't know if Bobby has anything more to say about the Travelability conference that she attended.
I just said there were so many great topics that were covered during that conference that it really made me think of all these wonderful ways that we can just start small and to make ways to making travel planning to Newport a little bit easier for people who are experiencing various types of disabilities. And then there are a lot of different products that we can also purchase to share with our restaurateurs and hoteliers to help them make their spaces more accessible even. One of those is an app called Aira, and it's a blind wayfinding app. So somebody who is blind or has low vision could utilize or be a member, have a free access to this app. And right now they're most bigger communities do have this app citywide. And anybody who is experiencing blindness that's a member of the Aira app can wayfind themselves through any community, through your hotel, through your restaurant, by having a connecting to an operator that is employed by Aira, and they can use their GPS location to walk them through their navigating and wayfinding from as safely as possible. So that was a really cool thing that could be done community-wide. Another one for planning trips to Newport ahead of time, which I think is really important for people with disabilities, is kind of anything they could do ahead of time to remove a stress for going to an unknown location is very helpful. The other one is called Threshold 360, and they can do virtual tours of each of the restaurants, shops, hotels that are participating, and they can have those on the website so that people can kind of go in and actually see if it's going to be something that they can navigate with their wheelchair or with their seeing eye dog or whatever type of disability that they have, if they're going to be able to navigate themselves through your establishment or not ahead of time. So those were a couple really cool, pay to play items to help make communities more accessible. And just just overall really inspiring information and great to be with members of the coastal community and the Oregon Coast Visitors Association there really representing Oregon.
So one more thing too is that, you know, the World Championships are going to be in Eugene. And we at the Chamber of Commerce have ordered window clings that you can put in your businesses that will be welcoming all of the visitors that will probably take the day or the night and come to the Oregon coast since they're so close. So we will let you know when we have those available. And then I do have one media request, and it's for next fiscal year, and so it's something I didn't want to make that decision on. So I'm going to pass this around. It's with an advertisement in the official yearbook of the University of Oregon football. So this might be something that you guys will want to take a look at for next fiscal year. Do I need to give that to you, Peggy, or who am I going to?
Yeah, would this be an agenda item for a July meeting?
Yes.
Okay, and then I have a quick question about the July meeting, shifting gears. Is that the meeting at which there's a lot of discussion? You can tell I'm new at this committee. A lot of discussion regarding how advertising monies are to be spent. Does this committee build sort of a roadmap for the year, or how does that work? Because that's something that I seem to recall from years ago, but I don't know if it's still working that way.
So when we weren't having committee meetings because we didn't have a quorum, I put together a budget, and in that budget, I sort of put placeholders, you know, sort of this is how much we're going to spend on print, this is how much on TV, you know, those kind of things. And so you can take a look at that. The committee can take a look at that. That's not set in stone. You know, if you want to spend that money somewhere else or that kind of thing, you can do that. It's just sort of a placeholder. And then also, it is not the money that I had put in the budget did not reflect any additional monies that you most likely will receive this year.
Perfect.
You mentioned last month that you had contracted to have the, I'll call them the wayfinder signs redone. I know I've seen a lot of them, the maps of town that say you are here and show you where they are. Are those all completed or are there still more to do?
The last time I talked to him, he still had a few to do, and I have not checked. I will follow up with him to see if they're completed.
The one I saw was at the lighthouse. It hadn't been done, and I thought it was an interesting spot. I didn't know there was one there until you had mentioned him, and so, of course, I noticed they were different. So
I'll follow up.
It's also something that I know there was 20 of them that they had to do, so.
So do we want to discuss this $12,000? Is that, Peggy, did we do that right now? The remaining $12,000 for this month?
Well, I mean, if you have some suggestions, that could be, you know, that perhaps Judy and Bobby could run with, that could happen this month. I mean, it certainly warrants a discussion.
Well, what do you guys think? I like the idea of redoing the signs coming into Newport. I think that's a great idea because that not only, I mean, our target audience is probably anybody within the drive market, honestly, because, you know, it seems reasonable to me. That would be a great.
So that is something that you probably should put into next fiscal. There's not going to be enough time to do that. If you have a publication or something you want to put an ad in that we can get invoiced within the next 2 weeks, things like that would be great, but it's going to have to be something that's a fast turnaround to get that invoice before the end of the fiscal year.
So we couldn't just approve like a lot of, like set aside a certain amount of money right now to approve, for example, the billboards or the signs?
No, because the money that we have now goes away June 30th.
Right. And, quite frankly, the city limits signs are a big project. Ken Spencer at Newport Signs, I think, is the person who redid those signs a few years ago. And I think if you're talking about potentially a redesign of the sign, which I, that's something that is worth recommending if that's where you're headed. But that's something that would take a couple of discussions minimally. But the signs, just when he renovated them a few years ago, that was pretty expensive.
Is it too late to put hanging baskets up? I mean, that would be beautiful for the city to have flowers all over. Is that an idea?
We had talked about doing that. The problem that we have is there's no one to take care of them. So if you put them up, they're just going to wilt because there's no one to take care of water them. I had thought about putting some sort of flags up or something at one time, but that's something, again, that I don't think we have enough time to do. But that was one of the things I believe is on the budget for next fiscal year that I put as an idea.
I mean, if we don't have somebody, I don't know how much it would be. I'm guessing it'd be way less than $12,000 to buy them, but that could also be a budget for somebody to take care of them, maybe, if we got a proposal from someone.
Yeah, like there might be a plant company or something in town that would be willing to do it.
I think you could check. This is a bureaucracy, frankly, and it does take some time for things to happen. And so when I think about making something happen in 14 days, it's possible, but it's really going to be a struggle.
Judy, do you have...
But I do think that's something you should talk about for next year. I think it's a great idea. I live in the south part of Lincoln City in Taft, and I don't know if you've been down 51st Street in the summertime, but they have gorgeous hanging baskets on that street. It's really great.
They're so pretty.
And they have a group of volunteers who take care of them.
Oh, I actually have one more idea. So with the, I know it's Sea Lion Foundation again, but that kind of is tourism. So many people go down there. So during the month of July, we all know here that it's quiet summer nights in Newport. The sea lions are gone. That's when they migrate. The amount of people on the docks asking and coming into the restaurant, like, where are they? People get really mad. They get mad at us that they're not there. They get mad at the town that they're not there. They are really disappointed. So we were thinking about implementing the dossier program that they used to have before. And I spoke with the Hatfield Science Center, and they have volunteers, and we could probably get volunteers here, but we weren't going to implement it yet, but we could possibly. And we already have the vests and everything, and it says, ask me about the sea lions. And then they tell this, spiel about the sea lions and why they aren't here and all that. But all they're doing is hanging out on that dock.
Are you suggesting interpretive signage or?
I guess I was suggesting, maybe that's too many liabilities or something, but we could support that and the volunteers could be paid or something. I don't know.
I think it would be a really great idea if you put a sign, some sort of signage up that explained the migration of them, because then that way, because I know we're getting the calls at the chamber right now are ridiculous asking about the sea lions. And one lady yesterday, I was trying to explain to her and everything, and she goes, well, I'll just call Clearwater. I'm okay.
Well, we've been working with Hatfield a group of people developing some marketing and signage and stuff for the Sea Lion Foundation. Maybe we could turn that into an actual sign. Right now, it's just going to be on the website, but...
I wish that the Sea Lion Foundation had potentially ask for a tourism marketing grant, because that is in many regards just what this should be for. And you know, the city has supported financially the Sea Lion Duck Foundation pretty heartily, and so that would have been, you know, for interpretive signage. Together,
but it's too late now, right?
Unless you want to have another meeting like next week.
Well, we could still do it for July. Put it together.
Yeah, we'll have new money
next year.
Yeah. So what we can do is get you the application material, and then let's look at it in July. And also I'm trying to formulate the agenda in my head. So you'll do that, and then Judy's going to give us sort of her budgetary roadmap, so you can all look at it and think about whether that's a fit. And yeah, we'll see what happens.
So do you have anything that's all of the work has gone in, you just don't have anything, funds have not been set aside for it? Do you have anything that's at that point?
No, the I know that Fox and Crown was trying to get, because they're trying to get their drone licensing, and they had tried to get a bid on a drone person to be able to use until they get their license, because it's taken them a little time to get it or everything. But I haven't got a bid back on that yet, so.
See that, who wants the drone?
Fox and Crown wanted.
Oh, Fox and Crown. Mm-hmm. I'm only asking because I know someone who owns a drone company, and they work exclusively on the Oregon coast at this time. So I can hook you up with their names.
I know, and Bobby had given them a name too, so I'm just not sure where they're at with that.
And then, again, if there's some money, I could order mobility mats or lockers for beach wheelchairs and get some things like that going too.
Have you picked out locations for those?
I would say the first place would be the Nye Beach turnaround, since it has like a low-grade entry to the beach, and that'd be a good place to start.
And have you looked at what that low-grade entry currently looks like? Because it's not a low-grade entry at the moment. And the only reason I know that is my office overlooks that. I see it every day. So
I actually haven't been down there in a couple months. So that's just off memory, the low-grade entry. So there, you know, there might have to be some work done. But
yeah, and I guess the reason I'm asking that is that's probably going to be a conversation then with, and I don't know who owns that particular strip. It seems to be a where the parking lot ends and the beach begins. That seems to be a topic of conversation, whose job that little strip of sand is. But I think it would be a great location for it. But the other thing in that area is where you could actually put a locker. So I fully support all of those things, but looking at what things look like at the end of the day in that neighborhood, you're really going to have to put some thought into that to make it work.
Curtis Beach.
Okay, then it probably shouldn't be a 14-day rush purchase.
No, I mean, and I would love to say yes, it is, but it's not realistic at the moment, I don't think.
Well, we could just keep working on it for the next fiscal year.
Well, and also you could purchase the lockers, but then make the decision a little later too, right?
Well, it That's depends because kind of Lincoln City use a company that uses an app to be able to access the lockers and that kind of thing. So I think, like Sarah says, we really need to really do a thought process and really investigate exactly what's going to work the best for the city of Newport. Just because one thing might work for Lincoln City, it may not work for Newport. So I would suggest that you really look into it, though. But I think it's a great plan of some sort of thing that you should look forward to doing.
Okay.
Yeah, I do think the lockers are a good idea, because I know when Lincoln City started, they didn't have lockers. They had a volunteer take care of the chairs, and it was a business, and the business would be closed when people wanted the chair, and so then it didn't work very well. So if there's a locker where people can go to and get themselves, then that works a lot, I think, a lot better.
It is apparently that you have the app on your phone and you make your reservation for them, and then you're given an access code to be able to get into the locker to get it out.
Yeah, it seems like it's working really well for them.
Yeah, I think that would work better.
I will say, though, I went down there again, and I'm probably because I'm the one that has spent months in a wheelchair, so I know that there is nothing in this town that's accessible. That they also, it's not very well signed in Lincoln City, and that would be the one thing I'd say, that if you're going to go through all of that, you really need to put the signage behind it. The other one is two of the locations do not have a handicap parking spot in order to get in a wheelchair to go on the beach. So it's one of those that I will say that a lot of things have been done to make it easier, but nobody ever seems to do all of the steps to make it possible. So,
well, it sounds like you're a good person to work with then on it to like really see all the angles from experienced user. So I might have to enlist your help.
Judy, would it be possible to set aside a certain amount of money for a specific item like fam tour or food blogger with the rest of this money?
So we already have a fam tour coming up that we're partnering with ACFA on. Usually those are, I know that in the chamber budget, I budget for those as well, because usually they reach out to the chamber to partner with those. So I do have some money set aside with the chamber for that.
Well, I think that we could probably set up some new ones though on our own. Like, we do work with Travel Oregon and ACFA for theirs, but if we have some extra money, that might be some good influencer advertising opportunities. That we could, you know, find our own a food blogger or influencer.
I love that idea. There's a ton of them. I know we are planning a influencer bash for our business, and there are some that don't request a lot, and then there's some that want this great fee. And but I think that's a great use of the funds.
Yeah, I think so too.
And as I said, when you guys take a look at that budget and you're looking at things, just because I have it put in one category doesn't necessarily mean that you have to spend it in that category. You know, I won't be here, but I will be training my replacement. And so they will know, you know, kind of what's going on and everything. But like I said, the money that I put for the budget, you're going to get substantially more. So, yes, you as a committee can kind of say, hey, you know, let's put some money aside for these kind of things and how much you want to put aside for it.
So Camille, was that you that made the comment about the food blogger?
And yes.
The mentor? Do you have some in mind that we could contact for the next, you know, to make some itineraries with for the next 14, or I mean, at least like sign them up in the next 14 days with some of that?
No, I do not. But I would suggest that you reach out to, is it Fox and Crown, right? That's, okay, I would suggest that you reach out to Fox and Crown as well as maybe partner with Oregon Coast Visitors Association or even Travel Oregon to see.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've got a lot of connections with those ones too, but I didn't know if you had anybody specifically in mind that you were thinking about.
So no. Bobby, have we used This Oregon Life before, or That Oregon Life?
We have, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They seem. I know we did a thing with them, and we got a ton of response from it. So that could be maybe. I could just hire them. Or you know.
I did meet with a couple of bloggers, they were bloggers at IPW, and so I can get their names also.
I feel like that can be something that we could probably put into place within the next, you know, by the end of June, for at least to get a couple scheduled.
Yeah, I received an email yesterday morning from Mariana, and so I'll send that off to you, Bobby, so you can get a hold of her. She was from Ecuador.
There's also a local person, the Kitchen Wild. Her stuff is really, really popular, and she lives right here. So maybe we could maybe we could spend it with her, and she could do a bunch of things all around Newport.
Yeah, she does a great job.
So what would that look like? We would just increase the pennies or the dollars that you have set aside for that particular advertising?
If you're wanting to do something within the next 2 weeks, we have funds still available that we could do something like that. We just need to we need to figure out who we want, get them to quote us a cost, and get it going.
Is there anything you think needed for 4th of July celebrations? Are we having fireworks this year?
Yeah, fireworks will be this year, but you know, that's in next year's budget. Or actually, that's already been paid for. But I think if you have any ideas, forward them to Judy, and I'm sure Judy and Bobby have been taking notes. And if there's not very much money left this year, but if you have plans that you can use to spend them, just I would suggest that you come back to the next meeting with a report on the use of those funds so that we know what happened. And at the next meeting, we'll look for a tourism promotion grant application from the Sea Lion Docks and a budget overview so we can look at the placeholders and decide whether those make sense.
Yeah, sounds good.
I would like to ask, could we shift the time of that meeting next month? I teach camp until 4 o'clock that day.
One of the things that, thank you for bringing that up, because one of the things that we have here is a statement on diversity, equity, and inclusion, and part of that applies to our public meetings. And one of the ways that we can make them more inclusive is to make them at 5 o'clock or 5:30. And the reason for that is almost every one of you, maybe every one of you, works. And it just makes it easier for working people to come to meetings as a rule if they're held in the evenings. And there are only 2 holdouts left, I think, of daytime meetings in our whole group, and that's this committee and public arts. And so I was hoping we'd have a public arts committee meeting tonight after our reception. That did not go over well. So that's not happening, but it's something that I recommend that you talk about, because would it be easier for all of you if it wasn't in the middle of the day?
Definitely for me.
I think this is the only committee where everyone has a job.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
That's why we have such a problem with the quorum.
It is. It is, exactly. So do you want to do your next meeting, your July meeting, on the regular date, which is this the second Thursday at 5:30?
Yes.
Better than 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I move that we change the meeting time to 5:30.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, let's move it.
I have one question, Mr. Chairman. If you guys want to meet or reach out to Katie and just have. For 2 weeks. Sites, and she does. Probably can make that happen for you guys. I mean, it's not going to go to the new science, it's going to go straight to Katie. But if you want.
Well, we need somebody to move this forward.
Yeah, I think she'd be great. I.
Yeah, if you want to reach out to her and then.
Yeah, just tell her $2,500 for 2 weeks.
I think you don't even have to set her price. She can set her price.
Yeah, I just know what she costs. But I'm just trying to give you guys a budget, because I know if you're going to do it, you'd have
Yeah, Jeremy, do you want to put her in touch with me?
Thank you. Thank you.
And I would say let's do more than less.
I think I think you could do it for 25 minutes.
So I would just suggest that, I mean, we have the money. So I would just suggest that you make a motion for allow us to spend up to a certain amount of money for.
And I would specifically say like a takeover because you want her to post on your channel, not.
It's the.
She is a mom that has like a wild foraging food column in the paper, and then she has her own social media.
Okay, she's just trying to figure out what to call her.
She's an influencer. I think that we should. Oh, I motioned to put $5,000 towards her if that's the cost. And then if we have 7 left, I would do the other 7 with that Oregon Life.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 May I ask a question? What was the, what was for that Oregon Life? How much was it?
Well, when we did it last time, I just said whatever's rest, the
up 7, to 7,000.
Up to 7.
Because I do know that that Oregon Life, I can, reach out to him, I think it's Tyler, and talk to him and see what I can come up with them, so.
Cool.
Yes, it passed. That's okay.
We like to use all the money we can get.
Jeremy, do you want to just put Katie in touch with me?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so do we need to do anything else, Peggy, with that?
No, I think you're good. You've made a motion. Apparently you voted on it. I missed all of that. Judy and Bobby know what's happening, and Jeremy's touching base with Katie. And
sounds good. Okay. So I guess now we're on to public comment. No comments, so we are adjourned.
That's exactly 1 hour.
Isn't that nice? We planned it that way, Peggy.
Thanks for letting me call in today, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bobby.
Have a good day.